25天
Part C
常考话题
Holiday, Travel, and Services
经典图片集图片一
Candidate A
The picture shows a scene happening on a Valentine's Day. A young man is on his knees in front of his girlfriend with a bunch of roses in his hands.Recent years, more and more young Chinese people have begun to celebrate Western holidays. On Valentine's Day, many young men will send roses to their girlfriend and take their girlfriend to romantic dinners. The girls will also buy their boyfriend chocolate. On April Fool's Day, many office workers and university students will fool each other or play tricks on colleagues or schoolmates.On Christmas Eve, some young people will go to the church, and some others will go out and live it up for the whole night. Besides, there are some people begin to say thanks to their parents on Father's or Mother's Day. These celebrations show the influences of Western cultures, especially the American culture, on today's China.Cultural influences are accompanying the economic exchanges and development.To learn from other culture is inculpable, but the young people should know that holiday celebrations are just forms. What we should really learn is the good features of the culture.
Candidate B.
As more and more people are celebrating Western holidays, there are less people celebrating traditional Chinese holidays such as the Festival of Lanterns, Mid-Autumn Festival,Dragon Boat Festival, etc. I feel really sad for this. All those traditional festivals have their significance in the Chinese history. While learning from other cultures, we shouldn't forget our own culture.
图片二
Candidate B.
In the picture, a boy is thinking about whether to travel alone or travel together with some friends.This is always a question for people who are planning a travel. As to me, I like to travel alone. There are several reasons. First of all, travel is a process of constant decision-making. Everyone knows that the less the number of people, the easier to make a decision. When I traveled with my friends before, sometimes it's even very hard to decide where to eat, not mention what to see first. Second,It is difficult to book rooms and tickets for many people at the same time, especially when it's during the long holidays. But when you just have one person, this is not a problem at all. Third, why do we want to travel? For me, it's because I want to know about other places and how other people live their life. So, when I'm alone, it's much easier to talk to and make friends with the local people and get to know more about the places I visit.Fourth, I can have more freedom when traveling alone. That means, if I personally like one place along the trip very much, I can just stay there longer and skip other places. But if I'm traveling with friends, this may not be possible, since different people have different views on different places. So, in one word, I prefer to travel by myself.
Candidate A.
I don't agree with Candidate A. On the contrary, I like to travel with several friends. To me, traveling with friends will make me feel safer and my life will become easier. With the company of my friends, I won't feel lonely during the long and tedious journey. But no matter what way we choose, the most important thing is that we can enjoy ourselves.
图片三
Candidate A.
In the picture, a doctor was examining a patient who had something wrong with his eyes. The patient raised his head high, waiting to be checked. But the doctor did something unexpected. He did not check the patient's eyes, but first checked his pocket with the flashlight. The meaning of this picture is self-evident. The doctor wants to know whether the patient has enough money to pay for a treatment. It might be a little bit exaggerated,But this kind of thing is actually very common in the hospitals all around China. There are not a few reports, which we can read from newspapers, hear from the radio or watch on TV about hospitals or doctors or nurses refuse to treat a patient because he or she doesn't have enough money, even when it's an emergency. Many patients thus died in the doorway of the irresponsible hospitals. A hospital should be the place to heal the wounded and rescue the dying, and doctors and nurses used to be called white angels. But nowadays, some medical personnel, doctors, nurses, as well as hospital management, are paying too much attention to money. They have forgotten about their professional morals. Doctor is a noble profession. I hope some of the Chinese medical staff will realize they have done wrong and win their honor back by actual actions.
Candidate B.
This reminds me of the Canadian doctor, Dr. Bethune. Half a century ago, he came to China to dedicate his life to Chinese people. He worked to heal the wounded and rescue the dying, not for money. The Chinese doctors who prescribe the patients expensive medicines in order to get bonus from the dealers should really learn from Dr. Bethune. For a doctor, professional moral is as important as his professional level, if not more.
经典短文.
The accommodation industry. A hotel is a temporary home for people who are traveling. In a hotel, the traveler can rest and has access to food and drink, either on the premises or nearby. The hotel may also offer facilities for recreation, such as a swimming pool, a golf course, or a beach. In many cases, the hotel also provides free space for travelers' means of transportation. All of these services are designed to accommodate the traveler, so the hotel business is often referred to as the accommodation industry. All hotels do not serve the same clientele, which means the same kind of guests. In fact, it is possible to place hotels in four broad categories. The first is the commercial hotel, which provides services essentially for transients, many of them traveling on business. Many city hotels and diversely located motels fall into this group. The second category is resort hotels. Located in vacation areas, they often provide recreational facilities of their own as well. A third type of hotel aims its services largely at the convention trade. Conventions are usually meetings held yearly by various business groups or professional groups. The fourth category is resident hotels. People who do not wish to keep house themselves can rent accommodations on a seasonal basis or even permanently in many hotels. Another way of categorizing hotels is by the quality of services they offer. At the top are the luxury hotels, which generally offer their guests the greatest comfort and convenience possible. At the bottom are those that provide merely a place to sleep. In between these two extremes are establishments offering a wide range of service and comfort. A system for rating hotels according to quality is widely used in a number of countries. This system puts the top hotels in a special deluxe category, with others receiving from 5 stars to 1 star or A's. The standard features include private bathrooms, room telephones, recreational facilities, and so on.